kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, September the 15th, 2022. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we begin our show by looking at plans for the funeral of the late Queen Elizabeth II, who died last week Thursday at Balmoral Castle in Scotland. Nasi muchirongwa tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika kuBritain uko mambokadzi Queen Elizabeth II vari kutarisirwa kuradzikwa nemusi wemuvhuro. Mambokadzi Elizabeth vakashaya svondo rapera vari pamuzinda wavo weBalmoral Castle kuScotland. Here's a Reuters report on the latest developments in Britain.
Mourners queued for hours through the night to see Queen Elizabeth's coffin as she lay in state in London's Westminster Hall. Officials expect a whopping 750,000 people to view it before the state funeral on Monday. The Queen's death, at the age of 96 on Thursday, has plunged Britain into mourning for a monarch who reigned for 70 years. Many wanted to pay their final respects, including Ruth, who was born when the Queen came to the throne.
It's like closure. Our Queen has been laid to rest. She's at peace. And she meant everything because she'd been Queen all of our lives. We haven't known anything else. And now she's gone.
The line stretched for miles along the River Thames in London, and many people waited overnight. Anne was one of them.
There is real respect there. There are people, I mean, I queued from 10 o'clock last night, so I slept on the embankment last night. There are people here because they want to honour her in whatever way.
Queen Elizabeth's coffin was flown back to London late on Tuesday from Scotland, where it had been since her death at her Scottish summer holiday home, Balmoral Castle. Ian, a reserve army officer, teared up as he thought about what he would say when he finally made it to the front of the queue.
I was here for the lying in state for the Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, about 20 years ago. I must admit I can't remember if I said anything, but I do know I bowed, and it will be similar this time. We'll have to move past in an orderly fashion quite quickly so the maximum number of people can pass and pay our respects in our individual manners. I haven't decided yet what I'll say.
Monday's state funeral will be an enormous full-scale ceremonial procession, attended by many world leaders, royalty and heads of state.
Vatungamiri venyika zhinji pasi rose vakakokwa neBritain kunge kuti vange vari parufu rwamambokadzi Queen Elizabeth. Mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vakakokawo zvakare, asi vanopikisa nevanorwira kodzero dzevanhu vari kushora Britain nekuvakoka vachivapomera mhosva dzekutyora kodzero dzevanhu munyika pamwe nekutonga nedemo. Hurumende, mashoko achangobva kutambira ndeyekuti hurumende iri kuti vaMnangagwa havasi kuenda kurufu rwamambokadzi Elizabeth sezvo vachange vari murwendo kuenda kumusangano weUnited Nations General Assembly kuNew York. VaMnangagwa vachange vakamirirwa kurufu urwu rwamambokadzi Elizabeth negurukota rezvekudyidzana kweZimbabwe nedzimwe nyika vaFrederick Shava. Izvi zvaziviswa nemutauriri wemutungamiri wenyika vaGeorge Charamba. And now it's time to look at women's empowerment programs started by some young women from Zimbabwe. Two young women, Ruvimbo Chivere and Rumbidzai Chitsa from Zimbabwe are here in the United States on a community exchange program organized by the U.S. State Department. So we're going to be hearing more from our guests, and we are joined via Skype at the moment by one of our guests. I think this is Rubimbo Chivere of the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe. Good evening and welcome to Live Talk. Hello.
Hello, it's Rumbidzai.
Okay, Rumbidzai, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your organization and what brings you to America.
Okay, so my name is Rumbidzai Trish Chitsa. I'm from Bulawayo, and I'm from an organization called Whole Woman Movement. So basically, our organization focuses on providing holistic empowerment programs for young ladies and women from low-income areas in urban areas of Bulawayo and Zimbabwe. So here in America, I'm a first fellow for the Community Engagement Exchange Program, which is a program for young leaders. Community leaders who are leading in civic spaces, doing community work from around 80 countries. Yeah, and we are here for 3 months, which is an internship with US-based organizations, and then we'll be going back home to implement our programs.
If you can just tell us in Sindebele what you hope to achieve from this training program that you are receiving here in the United States, how is it going to help the people in your community there in Bulawayo? I'm not sure. I think we have lost her. I'm not sure, but we will keep trying to get our guest. I understand that she's back. Hello?
Yes.
Rumbidzai, if you could tell us in Sindebele, how do you think this training program will really assist the people in your community from Bulawayo, where you come from?
The program lay ngokubona kwami I program enhle kakhulu because iyanceda ukuthi ma ungumuntu omutsha okhokhelayo lawe lapho khona, iyakufundisa indlela zokukhokhela, iyakufundisa indlela zoku-engage labantu emphakathini, njalo iyakufundisa ukuthi ma usenza umsebenzi we-community work ungawenza njani, lokuthi ungaguqula njani impilo zabantu. So ngikhayelele ukuthi in these 3 months ngingapha ngizafunda okuningi kwenzela ukuthi mangibuyela endlini kobulawayo ngibe kwazi ukusiza abanye omama abaningi, ngibe ngikwazi ukusiza amanye amankazana ukuthi labo bezibone beguquleka empilweni zabo and then bekwanise ukwenza into abafisa ukuzenza.
You were talking about a program that you started. Can you tell us a little bit about that program in Ndebele?
Okay, so the program as an organization, the program is for her, with her. A program is Kanyela Abantwana from 10 years to 17 years. Aba Kulela Ekasi, Kobla University Ekasi. And then, so it's about fundisa ama soft skills, it's about fundisa ama leadership skills. And then, babe labantu abaosisa abadala abayenza kuhle nje empilweni zabo ababuya bezoba motivator on different things. Nje masikhayele program le sikhayelele ukuthi amankazana lawa akhulele igazi ekwanisa ukubona ukuthi ungakwanisa ukuba yilokho ofisa ukuba yikho khona, ungakwanisa ukwenza anything ofisa ukuba yikho khona, ngoba ma ukhangela endaweni eziningi uyakhula ungela abantu abaningi ongakhangelela kibo. Uma-ke khona abantu bangikhona uyabe ungakwanisa ukuthi uxhumane labo kumbe ukhulume labo ngemihla yonke. So this program sikhayelele ukuthi yenze khona lokhu, iguqule impilo zabantwana abancane amankazana, ukwenzela ukuthi labo bekhule bekwazi ukuthi bengazimela bodwa, bekwanise ukuba yilokhu abafisa ukuba yikhona.
Mm-hmm. Maybe if you can just go into English and just tell us, you said that you initiated a project for young girls in your community. What is this project called, and what are you hoping to gain from your visit here to the United States?
Okay, so the program that we started back at home is called For Her With Her, which is for adolescent girls from 10 years to 17 years. So we'll be doing soft skills and leadership skills training for the girls. It's a 12-week long program which we're doing in partnership with the Coaching Incorporation, which is helping to facilitate the program. So in this program, we also have mentorship. We young ladies who have made it, who also come from the ghetto, come in and share their stories and how they made it with the kids, sort of to encourage them and give them hope that it's possible to be whatever they aspire or wish to be. So in these 12 weeks, we are looking at helping the kids to know who they are, know what they want, set up their goals for life, and also gain soft skills and leadership skills. And at the end of the program, they'll do a community engagement work where they just identify problems in the community and try to solve them, which will help them to learn how to give back to the communities where they come from. And then,
let me just stop you there and just ask you, how are you assimilating? You just arrived from Zimbabwe. How are you assimilating in Oklahoma there? Are you getting the food that you eat at home? How is it going?
Okay, so we started in Detroit, Michigan last week where we had our orientation and we met all the 110 fellows and coaches and the IREC staff and U.S. Department staff. It was really a life-changing experience because you get to meet new people, you get to interact with other great minds out there, get to know what they're doing. And then on Friday, I moved to Oklahoma, Tulsa here. And then it has been really good. We are staying with host families and I've already started my internship. So it's really good. I'm adjusting. I haven't started missing home food.
If you could just tell us that in Ndebele on how you are assimilating there in Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. Ngapha Oklahoma, ngifike kuhle sibili. I think lamsengkwanisa ukuhlala nje. Okwakhathesi labantu abahlala ngapha, unfortunately, angaqalisi nje ukukhumbula into zangekhaya. I think nje ingqondo zami zisesekuthini mana ngike ngi-explore lami ngibone okukhona lapha. So maybe I'll give myself 2 to 3 weeks. I think uzaqala ukubuya nje ukuthi hayi lokho akukho ngikhaya, sengifisa ukudla lokhu lalokhu.
And if we may go back into Ndebele again, have you identified like some of the organizations that may be of benefit, you know, for you and your work back home? How are they receiving, you know, what you are also sharing from Zimbabwe?
Okay, so yes, from last week orientation, ngahlangana lamanye ama organizations adila ngento zabo mama, amanye adila nge micronutrient deficiency esikhangelayo, lathi abanye badila ngokwe education lathi sikhangelayo. Ngabe ngixoxisana labo and we've already scheduled ama meetings. So hopefully in the coming weeks and months that is when so hlangana sikhulume and then bese sibona ukuthi singancedisana njani ukwenzela ukuthi sisebenzisane kuhle sonke.
Aywa, if you can just stay on the line there. We are hearing there from our guest Rumbi Zai Chitsa, the director of Whole Woman Movement, who is here speaking to us about some of the work that she's doing in Zimbabwe. She is one of the women that are in America who came in to do a women empowerment workshop here in the United States until December. Aiwapo tangatiri kunzwa kubva kuna Rumbi Dzai Chitsa anova iye mukuru wesangano reWhole Woman Movement ari parizvino muno muAmerica. Vakauya ivo vari madzimai vaviri vakabva kuZimbabwe uyezve vari kuuya imo muno vari pasi pebazi reUnited United States Department. Saka vari kuwanikwa ivo vachishanda nemamwe masangano ari muno muAmerica kuti vawanikwe vachizowana ruzivo rwekuti vaende vachinoshanda nevamwe kumusha. Muzvare Rumbi Dzai vanova ivo vane yatingati sangano ravo rinonzi Whole Woman Movement riri kuBulawayo. Saka apo vanga vari kungoenderera mberi vachimbotaura nesu nesindevele vachitaura zvakare nechirungu pamusoro pemamwe mabasa avari kuita avari kubulawa ya asparijino vari muno mu America uye zvenda vafunza kuti ko hamusi kufunga here chikafu chekumba nezvimwe zvakadaro akati aiwa parijino nekuti vari kupinda mumabasa akawanda wanda avasi kunyanya kufunga zvakawanda asi ticharamba tina tichinzwa kuti zvii zvavari kusangana nazvo uye zvetichizonzwa kubva kune vateereri vedu vakatikoshera. Now let's take a short break. Don't go away and we'll be right back.
Every year, world leaders gather in New York for the annual United Nations General Assembly. Count on VOA to be there, delivering news you can trust on radio, TV, and the web.
Le discours présidentiel aux entretiens en tête-à-tête avec des responsables gouvernementaux de haut niveau, nous vous tiendrons informés des développements importants touchant le continent.
Líderes africanos vão abordar tópicos como alterações climáticas, o estado da economia, saúde, iniciativas juvenis e muito mais.
Usikose kufuatilia habari na vipindi maalum katika lugha 16 tofauti kuhusu kongamano la viongozi moja kwa moja kutoka makao makuu ya Umoja wa Mataifa mjini New York na Washington DC. Tutakuarifu kila tukio.
A free press is essential. VOA Africa.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. So you can actually go into those programs and interact with us right here in the studio. It is now time to hear from our callers, the stakeholders of this show, and the listeners. While we're waiting for our callers, let us hear what some of our Facebook followers on VOA Shona had to say. Today, there was a Facebook. Let's. I'm sure we have our callers that are coming in.
I think it's better. Maybe Vanga won't know to show abuse because of the run of Zimbabwe. She look who won a question though and was up to an action. Maybe. The money comes to a pink in a budget. The one that is in charge of one another. Very quiet, this is a concern. One of Sunday or Musa does not pray. Like a pair of Musa, say, oh, it's farm, but it's not a need. Make a man much for a concern. So can you have a cautious concern? The one. The other is a digital from Zimbabwe, which is a much more single mother. Yes, the mother, so it's not funny to go to the constitution and the constitution to make a more of a strong
worker. Magadi Moria Zimbabwe is returned to a Tete Ru. Dagan Sidaku Taura from Sopemuko, Wakam Tungamiri, Nika. True, it is Nakushata, Kutum Tungamiri, I ended at no chema, Ne Zuyama, Uye. Shakanaka chose, but tinofana kuti titarise dambudziko ratinenge tiinaro pamusha nekuti patakakura taingodzidza kuti kana mubereki achienda kumurufu anosiya shuga neraisi nemafuta oti kuvana mugobika saka haangaindi kurufu achisiya musha uine nzara wakaondomoka tiri kuona kuti munyika menu tunhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka kodzero dzevanhu dziri kumbunyikidzwa vana havasi kubatwa zvakanaka munyika bumbiro remutemo harisi kuteedzerwa munyika chinova chinhu chikuru chingadei chatariswa nemutungamiri wenyika kuti kwandiri kubva uku ndasiya zvinhu zvakanaka here chiri chishuviro chedu sevana vezimbabwe kuti mutungamiriri wenyu atarise kuti muyangu kwandiri Maru, mazite enyu muri Zimbabwe.
Ine ndiro tumaswera sei vatete, maswera sei upano, maswera sei umuri Zimbabwe. Inini shoko rangu guru ndinovarukwadziwa naro nderekuti vakuru vakati dzingidzi kunyira pamwe kuti maruva enyika haperi. Mwedu mukuru atadza kuita dzingidzi kunyira pamwe anongombeya kwese kwaita mushizha kana yava shizha tinoziva kuti miti inenge ichitunga yakawanda kwese kwangonhuwira anoda kungomhara mhara pose pose achatigadzirira huchi hunovava uchatigadzirira huchi hunovava hwokuti tichapedzisira munyika machona tisasagari zvakanaka nokuti tinenge tava pautapwa pakumbunyikidzwa saka manje ivo kana vachifambira nyaya idzi dzaQueen Eliza isu munyika takaomerwa zvinhu zvakaita manyamamire nerongo hapana chiri kufambira chimwe tiri kuzama napatinogona napo kuti nyika yedu inake but hatisi kuona kwairi kunaka tiri kuona kunge tiri kudzokera kumashure vana vezimbabwe tatambudzika zvizabwa zvezimbabwe tatambudzika haisi nyore kugara musango hakusi kuda kwedu but zvinhu zvinenge zvakatooma uchitozama nepaunogona napo wagara musango macho ivo ndipo vanoshedzera zimbabwe is open for business zimbabwe yakasununga pazvose yakasununguka vachipedza mari vachifamba kuda izvo vavachifanira kuti vagare pasi vasangombeya mbeya ngavambogara pasi vambobhilda nyika nyika yedu inake hazvirevi kuti isu hativadi tinovada asi munhu mukuru ngaaite semunhu mukuru vamunangagwa ngavagare pasi kwete kungofamba kwezitanzwa nekungorega vachingofamba vachingofamba tibatsireiwo mhuri yezimbabwe pana purezidendi purezidendi garai pasi kuti nyika igadzikike inovakika sei nyika inovakwa neomuridzi wayo zvino ivo havachavaki vanenge vachingotora mari nhasi uri kuasia nhasi uri kwakati nhasi uri kwakati aiwa chimbotigadziriraiwo upenyu hwevana vedu tiri kuda upenyu hwakanaka isu hatisi kuvana vekutambura kuda upenyu hwakanaka hwakasununguka ndiwo mashoko angu manherano iwayo purezidendi garai pasi dzingidzi gonyera pamwe maro enyika haperi.
And there we were hearing the views of our Facebook and WhatsApp followers. Those are not the views of Voice of America, but the views of our callers. And while we're there, let's also just take a quick look at what we have on our live stream right now. We are going to VOA Shona. Before I go to VOA Ndebele, to just see what you are saying and doing. Matthew Abvaru is saying, Murise tete, febi, kanuna, arkuti. Hello, auntie. Pana Denford Gurure arikuti tete, how are you? I'm Denford Gurure, kuno kuruwa ku Zimbabwe. Thank you so much for all those that are live streaming with us, and we encourage you to also put in your phone numbers if you'd like us to call you from the studio. And those that did give us their numbers earlier on, we are trying to call you, so please, when you do receive the call, please answer us back. But let me go back to our guest while I'm looking for the VOA in the Bele Facebook page so we can read what you, our followers, are saying on that page. Hello, Sisi Rumbizai.
Hello.
Yes, how are you? And let's go back to our discussion. You know, I don't really want to bring you into politics. I know you're here for business, but what was the situation like in Zimbabwe, especially for women, young women like yourself, regarding the economy and things like that?
When we left, Zimbabwe was really not okay economically for a young person because you'll be looking at, okay, before we came here, we did a survey to see what the children are going through, to see how people are living their lives. And you could see that, like, there are a lot of things that are not being addressed. There are a lot of people who are, you know, suffering silently. There are a lot of people who are not getting the bare minimum to even, like, live, okay, like, the expected life one should live, maybe in urban areas or maybe in average homes. So, yeah, and a lot of families now are, you know, led by women, either, you know, they are divorced, single mothers, and things like that. So women are really finding it hard to thrive economically. But however, a lot of women are doing businesses, small businesses, and people are just living from hand to mouth. I think that's what I can say.
If you can just put that in, Ndebele, what you were just telling us about the survey that you did, especially to see how young women are coping.
Okay, so ngo August we did study sasikhangela ukuthi nje abantu omama baphila njani amankazana aphila njani sathola ukuthi especially ngale kuma ghetto emalokishini sathola ukuthi omama abaningi abala asingathi abala mali yaneleyo ukuthi besupport imuli zabo ukufeza zonke izidingo ezidingeka imuli. Sathola ukuthi okunye omama bayasela nje noma imali yokuthi abantwana bephile impilo esingayikhangelelwe ngumphakathi ukuthi abantu bengabe beyiphila. Sathola ukuthi abanye kuba kuyabanzimela sibili ukubhadala ama-fees, kuyabanzimela ukuthi abantu bedle ukudla okudingekayo. Kodwa okunye esakutholayo futhi ukuthi omama bayazama. Omama abaningi bayazama ngoba imuli eziningi zikhangelwa ngabomama, ama-single parents, kumbe ama-widowed, kumbe maybe ngabantwana nje abasele bebodwa kodwa omkhulu wangkhona yabe ngowesifazane. So abaningi bangkhona bay.
If you can just hold on there, please. Let me just take our live caller here in the studio. Hello, Prosper.
Hello, this is Mavi.
Hey, Murisei.
Hayi zikinovara zvedu.
Taurai tinzwe tikei pfungwa dzenyu.
Tipei muzoro wenyaya zvedu
nzvedu. Nhasi muri kutaura zvamunei nhasi pane gango asi tanga tiri kungotarisa isu mararamiro ari kuita vanhu munyika. Takatarisa nyaya yemadzimai nyanya vechidiki ndivo vanga vari kutaura apa asi munogona kungotudzwa kuti nimi kwamuri ikoko muri kupi?
Pretoria, Mamelodi.
Ehe, kwakamira sei?
Bunu mazuva zvakanyarara zvako.
Aiwa, pakanaka ko. Murikuona sei nyaya yekukokwa kweZimbabwe kunochema kwino?
Hapana chakaipa havo. Vari vanokwanisa kungoimbi havo. Handioni chakaipa ini.
Aiwa, pakanaka nekuti pari zvino zviri kunzi izvo hurumende yativa Frederick Shava ndova akuenda. Tinokutendai nepfungwa dzenyu, mukoma Prosper Muvene, zuva rakanaka. Thank you there to our caller Prosper, who is saying he has no problem with Zimbabwe being invited to go and mourn Queen Elizabeth II. But let's take a look at what some of our live streamers are saying on VOA Ndebele. There is Maurice and Doe who is saying, well done. So thank you there, Maurice, for your comment and all those that are following. There is Makwiwe Maposa who has given us his number to call him. He's in South Africa. Thank you there for putting in a post. And we really thank those that are live streaming with us. Please go to all our Facebook platforms, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. And those that like YouTube, you can go to YouTube as well, and you can find us right there. So we're continuing with our program and also calling on those callers that had given us their numbers for us to call them to be on their show, on this show today. So when you do see a call coming in, please pick it up so you can be heard, so we can also hear your view. But while we are on that, let's go back to VOA Shona and just see what some of the live streamers are saying there on Facebook. We really welcome all those that do give their comments, and as you know, we do reserve the right not to read an abusive comment, so we encourage everyone to come up with comments that are constructive. Gerald G. Gome is saying, hi, Auntie, I am in Cape Town. There is a Nasi Gorinara who is giving us his number for us to call. And Kuziwa Chitete Atoti, ndirikuno, ndini kuziwa, ndirikuno ku South Africa, ndifonere iwo. Madiro Manyamba arikuti hai sisi Liberty Mhlanga abatipa namba zake achitiwo ndifonere iwo. But hey, time is not on our side, so this brings us to the end of our program. We'd like to thank all our guests and of course you, the viewers and listeners. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.